Hey, what's going on?
Haven't made a podcast in a very long time.
This one's gonna be very, very short, probably like 10 minutes, if that. Just been reading up on a couple articles and watching a bunch of podcasts myself. And I'm like, you know what, this might sound good. And I re-downloaded this app onto my new phone, remembered the logins and all that good jazz. I'm like, you know what, I got something to say. Just topics on articles I've seen. That's about it. Let me look at it, buddy. Let me look at it. Oh boy. Alright, so I remember a long fucking time ago, dude. Long time ago. One of my, I mean, he was a friend of mine, but it was like, you know, just a bar friend, a guy that he was a cool guy, short dude. But I remember, you know, when Psy came out, you know, Gangnam Style, when that fucking shit came out, and you know, I really liked the song, and one of my very close friends at the time, you know, he passed away, God rest his soul, but he really liked the song, you know, Open Condom Style, whatever the fuck, Gangnam Style, whatever you want to call it, Psy, South Korean dude, whatever. I was big into the song, obviously, the whole fucking world was. It was the biggest video on YouTube, and I was talking to this one buddy at the bar. Now, this is like 2014, whenever that shit came out. It was a very long time ago. Could have the dates wrong. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Actually, I have it here. This article actually came out in 2012, so it was around that time. Probably that year, 2012. But the movie or that song came out. And I was talking about it, you know, just jokingly to one of my buddies at the bar, and he was just like, "Man, fuck that guy." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, fuck him. He hates America." Now, I'm just as patriotic as the next fucking guy. So I was like, "What gives you that fucking idea? What are you talking about, dude?" And he's like, "Man, he fucking hates America. He hates America." And he's like, "How? When? Where? Why?" And he goes, "Like, you know, I looked it up. It was online. He doesn't like it." And at the time I was like, "Yeah, man, fuck that guy." But like, you know, I just never thought of it back. I never thought of it again. And I can't fucking for the life of me tell you the reason why I remembered it. But I thought about it again today. Oh no, it was a TikTok. I saw something about the Korean War. And then I remembered kind of fucking weird, like I like a lot of history, especially war history stuff. I was looking up stuff, or well, it was on my For You page at TikTok, something about the Korean War and how it lasted with the borders and all that, and how much ground we took, how much ground they took, all that good jazz. And I was like, wait a second, is that really true? So look at this fucking article. Here this guy goes. So looking this up, he goes, boy, 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 boy. He goes, "Psy, the 34-year-old South, you know, forgive my fucking reading here, I might sound like a fucking idiot. The 34-year-old South Korean dancing and rapping star." Ooh, rapping? He's more of a pop music guy. Anyway, can teach us a thing or two about how the world sees America. Oof. Oh yeah, okay. Well, like I'm gonna fucking care what the world thinks about us. Like we essentially, like, America's back is fucking hurting with all the carrying we carry those fuckers around on. Anyway, his Gangnam, whatever it's pronounced, I don't care. His big Gangnam Style hit, it's Gangnam. That's right, that's how he says it in a song. Gangnam Style hit. A spoof of the old too hip crowd hanging out in Seoul's Gangnam District started in South Korea, web-oriented hit making Pop Factory, then Scooter Braun, the music impresario behind the stars like Justin Bieber, brought it over here with a bevy. What are these words? With a bevy of beauties dancing along with chubby bouncing Park Ye Sang Sai's real name. Yeah, chubby is the fucking word. Fat bitch. The video is 917 million on YouTube and counting. Wow. I'm sure it has way more now. The international art crowd took notice. China's most celebrated dissident artist, I'm not going to pronounce that name, just released a YouTube Gangnam-style video repeating Sai's move with handcuffs on. But the capitalist America noticed too. Who fucking... This is from the New York Post, by the way, from somebody named Benny Anvey. This is a fucking American. Fucking writing out this article like they fucking... Like they're a fucking foreigner. Anyway. The international art crowd took notice. Oh, I already got that on. Whatever. But the capitalist America noticed too. You say that like that's a fucking bad thing. The capitalist America. Like that's a fucking insult. Madonna sang a duet with Psy. Alan Simpson. It's a fucking funny name. Like the Simpsons. Made a Gangnam style video. A message from blah 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 blah. And the White House invited Psy to perform in Christmas Sunday's wedding in Washington event. Of course, Obama was in office at that time. Makes fucking sense. Like everything's a fucking game to him. Everyone loves me. I'm the cool, quote unquote, cool president. I'm Obama. But on Friday, it all threatened to come crashing. Turns out Psy was an anti-America. Whoa, hold on. Turns out Psy was an American disser. What choice words? In 2002, a U.S. vehicle killed two teens in a Seoul suburb. The accident was elevated by South Korea's anti-Americans to nearly a war crime. And Psy, a graduate of Boston University Business School, he was in America at the time? In Boston? Jumped on the bandwagon. Okay, yeah, that's not good. Two teen girls dying. Obviously, that's not good. And Seoul is the capital of fucking South Korea, if you didn't know. In one performance, he smashed a model of a U.S.-made Bradley fighting vehicle on stage. 2 years later, he reprised a metal number, quote, Dear American, end quote, which called for the killing of U.S. soldiers and their families. Oh, you fat bitch. This fucking fat motherfucker. Oh, yeah. So once again, why do they hate us so much? For Koreans, U.S. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon once told me... Oh, jeez, I lost the article. Hold on a second. Oh, my gosh. Where did it go? Dude, I lost it. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hold up. You know what? Hold on. Let me pause this. Alright, we're back. So, la 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 la. For Koreans, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon once told me, it's a generational thing, period. His peers who grew up during the Korean War are extremely grateful. If it wasn't for America, I would have become a faceless bureaucrat serving the North Korean, Bon often says. Exactly. That guy fucking gets it. The general knows. Psy, you fat fucking tub of lard, fat fucking South Korean bitch. Like, I understand that's bad. You know, two teens dying of, you know, of your nationality, on your soil. You know, yes, that's bad. Okay. But for those who grew up long after the war, America, and especially the troops stationed in the 38th parallel, which is like the border between North and South Korea, symbolizes a sort of occupation. Since the late 1970s, Seoul's, quote, Yankees go home crowds, what, have clashed with police and riot gear while shouting anti-US slogans. Oh, hold on. While shouting anti-US slogans and calling for peace with North Korea, as if only America stands in its way. Oh my god. Look, I'm a bigger fucking... I'm a huge... Oh my god, man. I'm a conspiracy theorist with the rest of them, man, but... And there might be some best interests with the fucking shitty cunts at the fucking top, right? You know, the fucking... The US government and the fucking bankers and shit. Maybe there's a reason why we don't... I don't fucking know, man. I need to look more into this. And this is fucking awful. But for the people, for the civilians of fucking South Korea to sit there and scream at fucking America, right? Anti-America. Especially that fat bitch Psy. It's like, why don't we fucking take you on a boat or a train or a plane, whatever the fuck, ship your fucking fat ass up to North Korea, dude, and eat out of a goddamn fucking dog food bowl once or twice a week while fucking breaking up rocks in a fucking labor camp. Like, dude, thanks to America, and not only us, but other countries, I'm sure, that took part. I'm not very big on the Korean War. I don't know too much about that. But I mean, obviously, our allies and such. But America did play a part also in helping break up that fucking dictatorship, which was Korea. Now, thanks to us and other countries, it is North and South. And be fucking thankful that you do not live in North Korea. I can't imagine living somewhere like there. I already have enough problems as it is. And I would have fucking killed myself long ago if I lived there. I would have had no reason to live. And God bless those people still trying to survive there. Going on. Reading along. Okay, so let me read the last sentence. Blah, 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 blah. North, as if only America stands in its way, the tradition that size, art, politico, anti-American protest drew on, you fucking fat bastard. Take away his fucking sushi. Eat fucking dog food, you cunt. He says, I fully regret those words, end quote. Psy is now telling American interviewers the rashness of his youth is no longer. Since the early 2000s, he'd gotten married, had twins, and even served in the Korean army. It's surprising knowing your fat ass fucking gut. But I know a lot of people who served who are just gained weight. But I mean, it's not really a bad thing. It's just the way shit goes sometimes. He got married, had twins, and served in the Korean army. He now fully knows what's what. Excuse me. But as Psy contemplates how to resume cashing in on his fame, the trajectory of his pop persona from America hater to
contrite wooer of Yankee dollars is worth nothing. Yeah, good. No one wants to hear your shit anymore. You done trashed America like a fucking retard. You done pissed me off. I don't want anything to do with you, man. Plus, listening to your hit song just brings up bad memories for me now. You cunt.
It's a well-worn trajectory. To paraphrase an old cliche, if you don't question America in your 20s, you're heartless. If you still hate it in your 30s, you're brainless. Quote, in parentheses, and no, the dynamic hasn't changed a whit under President Obama, as countless polls indicate. And the parentheses. Yeah? To the end of the article here. Korea isn't alone. You guys can fucking look this up. Hopefully I'm not boring you or myself. I got any listeners, but the main fucking idea to this was to pretty much archive my voice amongst my friends, or what little I have left, because we're getting older and we're dropping like flies here. Anyway, Korea isn't alone. Gosh dang it. Korea isn't alone. From an old Europe to Latin America, young people with minds filled... Okay, so it just pretty much like just rambles on about there. Let's read the last one, because it seems like it makes sense. But when assessing America's image in the world, remember that the hipsters who carry the most ardent anti-US messages are often as shallow as, well, the Gangnam crowd. They'll soon turn into older and wiser. Sigh. Well, I guess he kind of redeemed himself towards the end there. I don't know, that was a handful and a half, bud. Man. Well, let me look something else up real quick. Take a little break. Obviously it's gonna cut real quick, but hold on a sec. Well, coming back to the podcast, I don't know, bud. Fellas. Ladies. Yeah, right. I don't know. Don't have much to say now, so I guess I'm gonna close it out. Thanks anybody who is listening. This is a very short podcast. Only lasted about 18 minutes and counting. Listening some Zach Hemsey. Anyone wants to listen to Zach Hemsey? Pretty much orchestra kind of stuff. Pretty much the sound. Like, if you ever watched, what's it called? Inception. That kind of music. You know, movie music. Pretty nice. Very nice. Very soothing. Anyway, nice to vent. God bless you all. See ya.